teardown. Now, everyone's going to have their own responsibility doing this stuff here. So the main thing is I'm going to just read off here, and then you guys can look at this. But the main thing to know is that if you don't take care of post-production, it's 50 points on that particular show that's gone. So you want to make sure you take care of it. And the reason I'm stressing that so much is because, again, with pre-production, post-production, that's how really, you know, people are going to call you back, is just doing all the little things, okay? Getting there early, taking care of stuff. And it's amazing how many times you're going to have folks who, once they hear your name, you always want to look at it this way. When people hear your name for the first 2 seconds, what reaction do you get? Okay? So if they say, oh yeah, Jim Smith is going to show up for pre-production, it's like, oh, okay. Okay, well that's telling you, like, okay, this ain't going to get done. This is not something we can trust. It's the same thing if I'm here as a as an instructor, and I hate to say it, but I do this, where a director's basically saying, you know, oh man, we forgot to shoot sports. Should we stretch them out at the desk? And a lot of times I'll just peek my head out, like, who's on camera three? Oh, no, go ahead. No, 10's on three, go. Go get it in 5 seconds. Today, there's a couple of you guys who are on camera that I know right away, bam, you were there in a matter of 3 to 5 seconds, and we had the sports shot focused, and it was ready. And then there's other times you may look out there and say, oh, you know what, stretch them. Okay, take three, shoot sports, it's taking a while. It's just a matter of who's getting it, and it doesn't really matter how quick you get there. I mean, if it takes you 3 weeks or it takes you 2 weeks, right? The matter is that we're getting there. So post-production is a huge deal. There's, I don't know how many times, I would say countless occasions, but there's been a number of occasions where, you know, I'm part of the production crew, but the point of the matter is we show up the live truck, right? We're supposed to shoot whatever event. Let's call it a football game, baseball game, whatever the case is. Usually about 8 of us, there's a 3 or 4 camera shoot on a smaller scale. But we get to the live truck, because the live truck's left over wherever. You know, you name the school, you name the place. We get there, we open up the truck, and it's just a spaghetti mess. So the very first thing you're going to do is like, okay, so first of all, we're going to get paid extra, I hope, because we have to take care of the mess that was left behind from the previous crew, which is going to take a little longer time. Okay? But not only that, once the boss is here that we have to get paid extra, that's not good news for them because they really don't want to pay us in the first place. Okay? So they're paying extra, so that's money out of their pocket. But not to mention, now it goes back to, where's the documentation? Who is in charge of this? Who put the stuff together? You've got to do all the paperwork. The paper trail will eventually find it. So take care of the stuff. Make sure it's wrapped correctly. And not to mention, honestly, it's good for the equipment. So when you guys are doing your own freelance stuff, and this whole business is about a lot of freelance, okay? There's few people that actually just live off freelance. That's how busy they are, all right? The only problem is if things run dry, you know, where you get medical, you know, stuff like that you have to think about. But if you ask about any instructor here, just about everyone, if not everyone, maybe it is everyone, but just about everyone I know is doing something else on the side. Because that's just the type of business it is. So, and for you guys, it may be just purchasing your own equipment. So if you're purchasing your own equipment, you know, whether you're shooting, you know, weddings or whatever the case is, you're going to be very aware of, okay, this is my equipment. Now, if I hire Christine to help me out, I better go through with her on how this equipment runs because this is on me. You know, I don't want to be spending, you know, $300 to get a lavalier mic fixed because she didn't wrap it properly. So these are the things we're kind of looking at with that. Now, first of all, the real simple stuff as far as the headsets, all this stuff is going to go into a box because we have a news production box. It's a box of goodness is what I like to call it, okay? So the main thing is with the boxes, we're just going to keep right over here, wherever, and the headsets for the cameras and the floor director and directors. There's no real rhyme or reason for this, but basically the best way to wrap these are on the inside part of this thing. So therefore, the cord you put in the boxes and get tangled up. Basically what you're going to do, and this is for camera operators, you'll be doing this, director and AD as well. Yeah, just make sure when you come out here and you take care of the headsets, just make sure you put them on the news desk. Don't just start piling stuff into the box, okay? Because a floor director, there's a little sheet on the wall over there that basically you have to check mark off all the equipment that's going into it. But we have to take a count on it first. And that's my responsibility too, is I got to make sure there's a count on the stuff, something's missing, whatever the case is, so then the next instructor knows about it. So headsets, bingo, boxes, no problem, there should be 5 of those, it's on the sheet. As far as lavalier microphones, again, we'll just open this up here a little bit, and we're going to take the mic clip off. So the mic clips are always going to come off of this thing, and the battery as well, too. So there's a little slot here, a little rectangular slot. We'll just put that in there. And then, of course, for your batteries, we're going to open this up. and then take the battery out and put it in a little slot right there as well, too. All right, now, as far as wrapping this up, that was close. Woo, look at that. All right, I like living on the edge. I do. That didn't hit the ground, so I'm very excited. All right, so basically what you're going to do is put the microphone right in there, okay, just like that, just like so. Okay, y'all see that very nice? Mm-hmm. And then basically just take the microphone on either side. Preferably, I like to take it from the microphone head side just so it doesn't get, you know, knocked in the ground or anything. And the easiest way to do this is wrap it around your four fingers just to make it even not so much of a tight wrap. Just spread the fingers here a little bit and then just wrap it around your four fingers. And then, of course, make sure it's nice and straight. Make sure you don't have any knots in it or anything like that. And then once you have that all set up, all you have to do is basically place it right in the spot, right next to the microphone capsule, so to speak, where the box goes, or where the battery goes. And then it's going to be something like this. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's got to be somewhat like this. Okay? Nice little circle, nice little oval. That's kind of what you're working at right there. Okay? And of course, the microphone head goes in the foamy pouch. Because if this thing falls off a shelf or something, at least the main part here is the microphone head. Even just the little cap that's on it, which really doesn't do much of anything, but it's a cap, costs like $85.
Damn.
So it's like not even anything to do with the internal part. So once you have the microphone set, what I prefer you guys to do, just to check it out, it's almost like you're selling jewelry here, illegally, whatever, or legally. Basically, just show me all the stuff you got. Just leave it out here, just so I can say, okay, yes, yes, oh, no. Just redo this one. Yes, looks good before it goes out. Okay? So we'll do that. Any questions so far?
No.
Microphone cables? Again, here's the deal. This is a little bit of a mess, but I made it a mess. It wasn't a mess before. I made it a little bit of a mess. Now, sometimes you guys get these cables, and they may be really, really stiff. They're all twisted up and a whole lot of stuff like that. So you just want to make sure the best bet to do, and if you need to, you grab someone else who's going to grab the other end of the cable so we can kind of stretch things out a little bit. Okay? In this case here, this isn't too bad of a cable, but the main thing with this is you can go over under if you want. The cables here are not that long, so you don't have to worry so much about it. But the main thing is with your thumb and your index finger. Thank you very much. Losing words here. So basically, you want to make sure you kind of twist this around a little bit if need be. Because sometimes, man, you may do one of these, and let's say the cable looks something like that. Okay? Well, all you have to do is just kind of take the index finger and the thumb and just kind of twist it around a little bit. Or sometimes, if it's really bad, here, take this end. We're just going to stretch this thing out first and then wrap it up that way. We don't want to see you doing this, okay? That's not the way to do it. And we don't want to see you, obviously, wrapping this thing up like this. Okay? That's way too tight. Okay? So basically, we're just looking right around here. Now, from knee to right around the end of the shirt there. That's kind of what we're looking at. Now, this is just a personal situation that happened to me, but my brother-in-law feels the same way. I come home the one day, and, of course, the extension cords, which were really, really nice when I bought them. I mean, oh, they were wrapped so nice. You know, and then the wife got to them, okay? She doesn't know anything about wrapping cables, and it's just, everything's just twisted. So to this day, it's like, I don't care if it's a 100-foot cable, 200-foot cable. You know what, honey, just leave it. Just seriously, just leave it. I will take care of it when I get home. So it doesn't work anymore, so we have to kind of get rid of that. But over and under is basically doing one of these here. Notice I'm overhand, and then just kind of going to an under. And then just kind of twisting accordingly, okay? And notice here, we're not doing any figure eights or anything like that. We're not twisting around like this. You know, we don't have anything like that. So we just want to make sure it's nice and easy. And basically, audio, you're going to help out with this. We're also going to have the floor director help out with this. And the main thing is, guys, when you guys are all set with this, make sure you put all the cables on the desk before they go into the box. Okay.
So who's going to put them into the box?
The floor director's in charge of basically taking a count on all of them. And I'll be out here too. And then take the box back to where it belongs. Okay? And you can see this is nice and twisted. Your best bet, you're not going to get away with doing it with these cables here because these are cheaper cables. Honestly, they work well, but they're cheaper cables. They're for educational use. But typically your best bet is to have cables like this here where if it's wrapped correctly in the beginning, once you take the Velcro off, you should be able to just do one of these. And it straightens out, plug it in, no problem. For someone who doesn't do it that way, what happens is we have to spend another 5 minutes on, you know, getting all the knots. And that's not the cool thing. So basically, you can just go overhand the whole time, or a little over and under, if you want to be fancy for showing off. But really, you don't have to really do that so much, because these cables are 50 feet and under, really. So Once you have that set, you can say, man, look at that, got a little Velcro, little red Velcro, we're excited about it. And we'll put this in the 50-foot area, put the other 50-footers there. This one looks like it'd be about 25-foot. So therefore, we can take account on all this stuff, leave all the equipment out. And the talents, you're in charge of your microphones, so make sure you put those away. And audio and floor director, you're in charge of getting all the cables set up. Last but not least is the camera, okay? So cameras do go in a figure eight position. Oh my God, I got 8 minutes, yeah. But you know what, once we do this all together, it's gonna be just fine. It's gonna go rock and roll. Okay, so let's get this out of here too. Here. Hold on, that please, okay? We're gonna take this all the way out. Make sure you move all the way out here, people, because we're gonna fix this. We're gonna get a little bit of problem. All right, so figure eight position. All right, so move you guys out just a little bit. One of you guys are going to bring this camera in to me here. So move out of the way, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, this one's a little tricky because you got a camera cable and then a teleprompter cable going with it. But the main thing is we're just going to do the figure eight position with the cables. And basically, and again, sometimes, especially with this camera, it's good just to wheel the whole darn thing out. Okay, wheel it all out, and then we'll just basically try to figure eight position. We'll try to get this going here. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be tiny, okay, but the main, I'm going to make a nice big figure eight so you all can see it. And then basically just kind of move it around like this. Okay, camera's coming this way. Good stuff. Okay. And that's pretty much what we're looking for. You're going to notice camera one, there's hardly anything to it. Camera two, you're hardly away from the wall. But keep in mind the people before you may not have put this the right way. So figure eight position on the cables. And again, I know you're all not going to get all this right away. The main thing is just over the course of the next month, if there's something you're not getting, something you don't understand, just ask. Because the last thing we want is for a graded show, you're the audio person supposed to run audio cables and you're doing one of these. You pinpoint these right away. Based on experience, when you have someone out here doing one of these, they're like, they're walking around, they don't know what to do. And it's like, you know what, seriously, if you don't know what to do, can you just take a zero and let's give it to someone else? Because now we're back on shows. You know? Because if you're in a position right now where you have six off positions per group, that means less shows we get in. That means, man, you may only, as an individual, get in three or four shows. And you got to be, one show, one bad show, you're 33% of grades tanked. All because audio couldn't get stuff going there. So make sure you know what you're doing. Okay? You'll know everything for a graded show. You will know by Monday. You will know by Monday. So head into Thursday and Friday, you know every little thing you're going to be doing. Okay? I'm sorry, you had a question?
I was saying, do we just leave it like that then, in the figure eight?
Figure eight, lock the wheels down. Okay. Now that one is a beat-up cable right there. You can say, I don't know what happened to that thing. But you're going to see these other cables are going to look a little nicer. They're not as long either. So. All right, so those of you guys in group B, start tearing some stuff down if you could. And then group A, you can take a seat in there. Or if you want to hang out here, no fun, whatever. You can, like, right. And floor director two?
You.
Samson? You're not Samson. All right, guys, stand by, please.
Let me get through a sentence here real quick, and we'll talk about some other things, tear down stuff in here in just a little bit. So get me here, hang tight until I get everyone. Please, we got Katie left early. All right, guys, have a lovely weekend.
See you soon.